You're listening to Animal Radio. Here's Hal and Judy.
Hey, Elaine, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Really like the show.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Where are you calling from today?
I'm in Florida today.
Are you a truck driver?
Yes, my husband and I run team, and I raised my dog in the truck.
Oh, you did?
What kind of dog do you have?
She's a poodle, and when you run team, you basically are always moving, unlike, you know, a solo gets to actually stop for, 10, 11 hours.
Uh-huh.
So we don't get to do that. But when we do stop, I've raised her on Wii pads. She still uses them to this day. I mean, you don't get the chance to stop and take the dog out. I do use a little laser light in the truck to make her jump up high on the bed, up against the wall, you know.
Get some exercise?
Yeah, well, especially the jumping. And I know now why they use poodles in circus, because she can walk on her back legs in a moving vehicle. She's standing still. She's fabulous at it. But and then if I get in a parking lot that's vacant at night and stuff, I can use that laser light and really just run her tired in a matter of minutes, as opposed to actually having to get her and walk her, you know, 3 miles, because we don't get to stop that often.
Uh-huh.
The only thing, the best thing about poodles is they don't shed. And if you raise them, they don't have to be ankle biters and whiners. I mean, she thinks she's a big dog. And the only disadvantage is if you own your own truck or you break down, a lot of times the closest facility is a hotel. And if they allow animals, they'll charge you as much as $25 a night for that. You need to be prepared to put your dog in a crate. So if you have to rent a car to get back and forth, and they make collapsible, you know, dog carriers and stuff like that. But
you don't
want to do that in the moment of the anxiety, the broken truck, and all that. You have to kind of practice a fire drill type thing. But she loves it, and I can't imagine doing it without her. I mean, even in 20 below, you know, I know my dog's getting exercise, and I can do, you know, I can still do right. And she doesn't know that she's not, you know. She only knows what I've taught her, and as far as she's concerned, I can't be wrong. So
she's lived no other life, all 11 years along with you in the truck, right?
Yes. So she has been with us 24/7 from, well, I got her when she was 6 weeks old at a flea market, and she doesn't know anything else. I mean, you know, we get motel rooms, and we do have a home that we come home to every, you know, 3 to 6 weeks. But she's never been away from us.
Now, I'm not a trucker, but fortunately, my dog is with me 24/7. But doesn't sometimes mommy need a break?
Well, yeah, I do. Just from driving? Well, yeah, but, you know, we all make choices. It's a lifestyle, not a job.
Are you talking about from your husband or the dog?
Oh, no. No, that's a very small space, but for 16th, we will have been married 30 years.
So. Oh, wow.
It's working, and we've been doing this together since 2000. But it is about, you know, what you can teach them, and they give you back. And really, if you can fool your dog into thinking, you know, you're a goddess, what else could you ask for?
I love it. Some great advice there. Yeah, always carrying a crate along, just in case there's an emergency. Good advice there. Hey, thanks for calling today.
Oh, one other thing, reflective collar, because on the side of your truck, to say that you do have a pet on board in case, you know, something bad happens.
Oh, you mean like one of those signs that you see in the houses that
like
say...
Like the fireman, you know.
For the fireman,
yeah. I have 3 animals inside or something.
Right, because, you know, and rightfully so, the rescue's going to look for humans first, but even if you do have a dog, if it doesn't have a reflective collar on, you know, it could be, they'd never see a black poodle or a white poodle in the snow. You know, it doesn't hurt to have something reflective on them, you know, that you leave on.
These are all great tips. And, you know, I hear people, some truckers will call in and say they won't take their dogs on the road with them because they don't think it would be fair. But I think in your situation where your dog has grown up on the road, I think that your dog wouldn't be happier anywhere else than with you and Dad.
Oh, I don't think she could imagine it. Yeah. You know, it might be hard to take a golden retriever off the farm and put it in the truck and expect that to make any kind of sense. But I think if you're committed to the lifestyle, having an animal on the road with you, whether you run team or solo, definitely makes the life better, more enriching. I mean, it just is. It is. You ought to see people at toll booths, how crazy they go over. It's like, you know, you got a little dog, and it just anytime you make somebody smile or do right by an animal, you should. Okay.
Good words. Thanks for your call today.
Hi, it's Alan Cable with another dog tip. Folks call Animal Radio a lot with training questions. How do I get my dog to do this and to stop doing that? Well, we all know what a hassle housework can be, right? Imagine if your dog did the cleaning for you. I know what you're thinking, that's impossible, but it isn't. You're about to meet Jesse, the Jack Russell Terrier. He cleans up spills, he vacuums, dusts, even shines his owner Heather's shoes. So how did Heather train him to do it? Well, it's easier than you might think. Your dog might not be able to do housework, but there's so many things you can teach your dog just by taking advantage of his nature. Jesse showed a knack for tricks early on. So here's what we always talk about on the show and how Heather taught her dog Jesse to do housework.
I guess positive reinforcement, when they're doing something that you like, basically encourage them.
So when your dog is doing something you like, you tell him he's a good dog and give him a treat. Set him up for success. A lot of it involves patience, just waiting for your dog to do something, no matter what it is, that you like.
Jesse, go scooter.
First, Jesse put his paws on the scooter and she praised him, gave him treats. Next, he put his paws up and he made it move. Again, she praised him and gave him treats.
Good boy.
Heather was there every step of the way to reward Jesse. So how do we apply this to your dog? Let's take something really basic like lying down in the same spot. You can guide your dog to that spot and have your dog go down, or you can just wait till your dog goes to the spot and goes down. Either way, when your dog goes to that spot and lies down, you give your dog praise and a treat. Now to take it to the next step, have somebody ring your doorbell. When it happens, guide your dog to that spot with your body and have him lie down. If he looks like he's getting geared up to bark, give him a really quick correction, either with a poke with your fingers, a quick snap of the leash, or a loud sound to refocus his mind. When he does, hold up your hand like a stop sign, and when you get him to stay, you give him a treat, tell him what a good dog he is. Over time, you're going to see your dog going to that spot more and more often when you're around, and eventually he'll automatically go there when the doorbell rings. He's going to start to associate being in that spot with praise and treats. Get more tips at AnimalRadio.com.
Well, that's all the time we have for you today. Have yourself a spectacular weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Animal Radio
Network.